from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics. Hello, I'm Mark Schauer, responsible for planning the safe operations of numerous inherently dangerous developmental test activities. YPG's range planning branch is vital to the post's mission. Marine Corps veteran Tim Zemanski has been chief of the branch since 2020. At what point in your career in the Marine Corps did you first hear of Yuma Proving Ground?
Actually, when I first got to MCAS Yuma in, I'm trying to think, 2004, because we scheduled all the airspace through MCAS Yuma for what they did here at YPG. But I never understood the significance of the workload that is done up here. And that opened my eyes when I got here in 2018.
When you got here in 2018, YPG was on the cusp of being at the forefront of the Army leadership's attention in a way that it hadn't been for a long time. You saw firsthand things like Project Convergence 2020, 2021. What was that like arriving right in the midst of all that about to happen?
Well, it's interesting you ask that because it was a lot of coordination with Army Forces Command, DEFCOM, trying to figure out how we're going to get thousands of personnel. But that also was right around the same time as COVID. So that threw another wrench into the actual scheduling and coordination process. It was very unique.
There were people that were skeptical YPG could pull it off in 2020.
Yep. And I've told people many times when I first got here is that this place, they take care of you. They work as a team because everybody has the same mindset. There is one mission, and that is to test equipment to put it into the soldiers, sailors, Marines' hands and be successful. So there's none of this stepping on each other's toes. It's always helping each other out 100%. And I was very impressed when I first got here with the mentality. And I met a lot of Marines here, and they say the same thing.
For most of the years you've been here, YPG has been the busiest of the Army's developmental test centers in terms of direct labor hours. So the range is a very busy place here. What all do you have to do to plan to safely conduct this wide variety of tests?
We, on an average, have been doing anywhere between 50 to 70 tests per week. And that's probably about 180 to about over 200 events per week. Trying to coordinate safety requirements for danger zones, for firing fans, and flight boxes, and making sure that all the programs we put on the range actually coexist with each other. And that's the big thing because we got people moving around. We do 300 clearances a day just in the morning. So we got a lot of things moving around. Not only just the scheduling of the ranges for a safety aspect, it's just this manpower, the support. I coordinate all the support assets from electronics to KTMs to radars and everything. And we have a meeting every Wednesday to deconflict personnel shortages and how we can adjust to make it happen. And it's time consuming. Sometimes the Wednesday meeting lasts 30 minutes, and sometimes it'll last 2 hours.
The one observation I've heard made numerous times is that YPG has never failed to execute a test. There's never been a single test that came through here that we just absolutely flubbed it and could not carry it out.
No, you're correct. Everything we have, we may slide it from 1 week to the next. It could be due to customer changes, malfunctions, and these malfunctions are good. I'd rather them break now than to break out there in a field supporting a unit out there. But we only shift it a week or two to the right. But then if we shift something, we can always look in the future and say, okay, what do we have? We slide that to the left. So we're filling in the gaps. One of our biggest factors here at YPG is private industry contracts. That brings us, I think, since I've been in a position, we brought in about $74 million since 2019 to support our efforts. And when we have a gap in support, I'll take a PI contract to fill that in. So now we're charging direct labor vice overhead, and that helps out the command for funding.
Do you get a sense of satisfaction that even though you're personally out of uniform now, you're still helping the guys that are still in uniform?
I do. I see things move forward on a daily basis. I got a small crew, but I'm the only branch in YTC headquarters that have contractors. And those contractors are very versed in making sure the mission gets accomplished. So watching them work, watching the government employees work, and seeing it gets from start to finish with very limited hiccups is amazing for the amount of stuff we do. And my office doesn't do scheduling. We do safety. We do policy letters. We do memos. We coordinate a lot of stuff in that office. It's busy.
Hey, Tim, it's really good talking to you today.
Likewise.
Welcome back to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Here to talk to us about the observance and how Yuma Proving Ground is bringing awareness is Mariah Boykin. Welcome, Mariah.
Thank you for having me.
Mariah, you work with the Army Community Services at YPG as a Family Advocacy Program Manager. Can you tell us about the services and the programs it offers?
As the Family Advocacy Program Manager, I am actually over three programs. I am over the Family Advocacy Program, over the New Parent Support Program, and also the Exceptional Family Members Program.
And those are all free services that the community here at YPG can go talk to you about?
Yes.
Oh, let's do that again.
Sorry.
Was that me?
No, it was me.
Okay. Let me just say that last slide. And those programs are all free services that the YPG community can reach out to you about?
Yes, those are all free for service members and their families.
Let's talk about Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The YPG commander, sergeant major, and the garrison manager all signed a proclamation for the observance. Please tell me about the pledge that they made.
They made a pledge to bring awareness to domestic violence. Domestic violence is usually something that is kept secret and quiet. And because of that, it has a lot of power over individuals' lives. So bringing awareness to the community can help us eliminate domestic violence in everyone's lives.
Okay, and that's kind of leading into my next question. Why is it important to talk about something that can be uncomfortable? How does it help the victim, and how does it help someone that wants to help the victim?
I think it helps the victim and the community because it destigmatizes domestic violence from the victim's point of view as well as maybe the abuser's point of view. Here at Family Advocacy, we have two ways of addressing this problem, prevention, and then once something has actually happened, abuse has actually happened, we have treatment. With prevention, our goal is to prevent domestic violence, and so we target the families, so even someone who is an abuser can go to certain classes, domestic violence classes, anger management classes, stress management classes, but we also provide services for the victim as well. So we have support groups that we can refer the victim to, and also just provide through the domestic violence hotline, provide support for anyone who is needing support 24 hours a day.
Now let's talk about the upcoming outreach events that you have planned. We'll start with October 10th. It's Wear Purple. That's pretty self-explanatory. So you want everyone to wear purple on that day. What else do you have planned?
Yes, so October 10th, we have Wear Purple, and this is actually just to show your support for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, just bringing awareness to the community. Also, we have October 17th, Pause for Cause. This is one of my favorite events. In this event, we are having a costume contest for our pets, and we're also giving away treats and prizes. And the reason this is so important is because oftentimes pets are considered family members. And during domestic violence incidents, many victims have expressed that abusers have threatened to hurt their pets. And they actually end up staying in the relationship because they don't want to leave their pets.
And that can be difficult because it is probably very difficult to find a place where they can flee that allows pets. So I can understand that. And it is one of my favorite events. The pets always have the cutest costumes. So we really hope the community comes out to that. And then you have a carve out domestic violence at the library 4:30 on the 23rd. And what does that focus on?
So Carver at Domestic Violence will be having a pumpkin carving contest at the library. And in this way, we can actually get children and their parents involved as well. So we'll have a pumpkin carving contest with goodie bags for adults and goodie bags for the children. So the goodie bags for children will have candy and, you know, things that are appropriate. And goodie bags for adults will have candy as well, but it will also have educational material about domestic violence.
Perfect. And if anybody would like to reach out to the Army Community Services, they are located on the Howard Cantonment in Building 309, and the YPG 24-hour, 7 days a week domestic violence helpline is 928-287-3361. Is there anything else you'd like to add today?
That's it. I would just appreciate everyone's support during Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You'll see us around wearing purple and giving out purple ribbons.
All righty. Well, thank you for what you do for the YPG community, and thank you for your time today.
All right. Thank you.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.